since the outbreak in December 2015, we have 1,975 suspected cases of yellow fever and 258 reported deaths in Angola, mainly in the capital, which is, of course, biggest concern, and two other provinces. So this is Luanda and Huambo and Benguela.
What are the authorities doing? There is an obligation to be vaccinated for any travelers who are entering the country to get vaccinated. Obviously, that's not happening.
WHO and the authorities have ramped up a large-scale vaccination campaign that was launched already in February 2016, so this February, and has so far reached almost 7 million people. That is more than the population of the capital and even more than the official figures of the province, because many people come from the countryside and come to the urban area to get into the vaccination program. People are concerned. So yes, we need to follow up on this. Education needs to get on the ground. People, especially in the most hit provinces, need to be informed about the risks of yellow fever, about how to protect yourself. Let's not forget there is no cure yet for yellow fever. Yellow fever as such, not many people develop symptoms, but out of those who do, a good half of them actually tend to die.
So what are the symptoms? Can you tell me how it affects people?
The symptoms of yellow fever are similar like any other of these infectious diseases spread by mosquitoes. It's, of course, a fever, then also the yellow in the eyes, the typical jaundice, and it's a bit of a rash, and the elevated temperature. That's it. It's a very steep increase in temperature.
And life-threatening, obviously. And you're also concerned that it is spreading to other countries.
That is the issue, and this is why we put out a press release, and the Director General of WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, is very concerned about the situation, because we have found that a couple of travelers from different countries have come into Angola without any proper vaccination, without any vaccination card. So we have seen, for example, 11 cases now in China of travelers which came, workers actually, who worked in Angola, who have brought back yellow fever to China. Luckily, the situation in China right now is favorable to not have a further spread of yellow fever, because it's not a season for the mosquito. So it can be contained very easily still at this point. The Democratic Republic of Congo is another area which has now received lots of cases from Angola, and we fear another spread there. Of course, further on spread from Angola is possible. That is why it's so important to go to that country only if you're vaccinated and only if you're properly protected.
Does Angola have sufficient funds to treat as many people as need to be treated? You say there's already a vaccination program that's covered 7 million people.
The international community is working together here, so it's with the help of WHO also, but also from the ministry, of course, and funds from the ministry to bring vaccines into the country, to reroute vaccines which are aimed for other routine vaccination programs, and therefore feed the immediate need of a high number of vaccines. So the emergency stockpile, which is about 2 million doses, had, of course, been replenished again and again in order to satisfy those needs.